Liberty, Praha.
More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music next.
Ukraine makes NATO bid and terror threat level raised as British Prime Minister plans new laws. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Ukraine announced Friday that it is seeking full membership in NATO as a third front opened in its months-long conflict with pro-Russia separatists. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who European and U.S. leaders accuse of heavily supporting the separatists, accused Ukraine of repressing its opponents in the country's east. U.S. President Barack Obama travels to Wales next week for a NATO summit that will address cooperation against Russia's territorial overreach. Britain raised its terror threat level from substantial to severe Friday, as British Prime Minister David Cameron said the poisonous Islamist extremist narrative is a big problem for his country and the globe. The decision to raise the threat level to severe, which means a terrorist attack is considered highly likely, was related to developments in Iraq and Syria. Severe is the second highest of five threat levels. Mr. Cameron says terrorists have perverted the Islamic faith to promote their violent agenda. He said the problem with Islamic State militants is largely due to years of the government of Iraq only governing on behalf of one part of the country. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now spread to Senegal, which announced its first case Friday. The health minister told reporters that the infected person is a Guinean university student who sought treatment at a hospital in Senegal's capital. This is VOA News. India's prime minister is heading to Japan today for a five-day visit to shore up defense and economic ties. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi goes to Japan with a broad agenda. He is seeking more Japanese investment in manufacturing and infrastructure. He is also eyeing a breakthrough civil nuclear cooperation pact, which could open the door to India importing nuclear fuel and technology from Japan. The two countries will discuss an agreement to bolster defense coordination and the possible sale of Japanese amphibious search and rescue planes to the Indian Navy. Besides the Japanese Prime Minister, the Indian leader will meet the Japanese Defense Minister. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S. Defense Department says military operations against Islamic State militants in Iraq are costing on average $7.5 million per day. Rear Admiral John Kirby said Friday the cost in Iraq has increased as activities have intensified since they started in mid-June. The news comes a day after President Obama downplayed the possibility of adding U.S. airstrikes against Islamic extremists in Syria, but added the administration is still working on a comprehensive plan to deal with the terrorist group. Kirby says the military is in the process of drawing up options for the president to potentially order strikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, as they have done in Iraq. The U.S. has conducted more than 100 airstrikes in Iraq, most of them around the Mosul Dam facilities. U.S. airstrikes helped Iraqi and Kurdish forces retake the facilities earlier this month, and Kirby says the U.S. will continue strikes as long as Islamic State militants keep trying to threaten the facilities. The United Nations says 44 peacekeepers taken from their post on the Syria-Israel border a day earlier were removed for their own protection. The UN said Friday it has received assurances from credible sources that the peacekeepers are safe and in good health, and that the intention behind those holding the peacekeepers was to remove them from an active battlefield. The name of the group holding the soldiers has not been released. Earlier media reports indicated involvement by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. The international organization has not made direct contact with the soldiers, who are nationals of Fiji serving on the UN's disengagement observer force in the Golan Heights. The UN said Friday 72 Philippine peacekeepers who were confined to their two camps by an unnamed group on Thursday are unharmed. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In português, we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart, and I'm thrilled to tell you that next month we will be going back to the Americana Music Association's Americana Fest. This happens in Nashville each year. This year, it is going on September 17th through the 21st. Again, it is in Nashville. And while we're there, we're going to do a couple of in-studio performances live in front of an audience that we'll be taping and playing back on Acoustic Cafe. We'll be doing one with Joe Henry, also one with Leanne Womack. And if you are planning to be in Nashville for the event, we would love to see you there as a part of Americana Fest 2014. And there are hundreds of artists who will be playing over the 4 days in Nashville, and we're going to feature some of those artists from past in-studio performances here on the program, because they're just some of our favorites, and we love them. Let's start out with Rodney Crowell, who will be making an appearance again this year. Last year, he was there with Emmylou Harris. This year, he'll be performing with his band, and this is one from his new album called Tar Paper Sky. The song's called Fever on the Bayou, recorded live for us in Austin on Acoustic Cafe.
Blonde, Louisiana queen, brought up on the bio, busting at the seams. She moves me, says I move at you. Once we get it started, ain't nothing we won't do. Baby, when she roll me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold me, mucho mio mio. Louisiana moon, oh, way up in the sky. Her coming, hate to see her go. Creole Belle dancing in the rain. I love to hear her laughter. I love to hear her sing. I've got money, I've got lots of time. She make me feel so funny when she's been my dime. Baby, when she rolls me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold me, mucho mio mio. Louisiana moon, oh, way up in the sky. Oh, I love to see her come and hate to see her go. She's a hurricane on the Ponce train, and ever since she hit here, things just ain't the same. Elle est mon cher, ma fille d'amour, je n'ai pas le franglais, je suis son bon vivant, rêve en toi, avec l'amour, around the kitchen table, on the cabin floor. Baby, when she rolls me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold me, mucho mio mio. Louisiana moon, oh, way up in the sky. Oh, I love to see her come and hate to see her go. Baby, when she rolls me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold me, mucho mio mio. Louisiana moon, oh, way up in the sky. Oh, I love to see her come and hate to see
Holy Spirit sings. Oh, I will not be It's troubled in the daytime, and I will not be troubled in the night. There's that firmament's gone open when I breathe my final prayer.
Listening to some past in-studio performances from some of the artists we're looking forward to seeing at Americana Fest 2014 in Nashville. That is going to be September 17th through the 21st. An Indigo Girl flying solo, indeed. Amy Ray will be there. That song, The Rock Is My Foundation, was on her album in 2012 called Lung of Love. This year, she put out an album called Goodnight Tender, which really went from that song, that launching point, to create sort of an entire Americana-sounding record, Goodnight Tender. She'll be playing songs from that and some Indigo Girls favorites as well, I'm sure. And then we also heard Rodney Crowell. We recorded Rodney and his band this year at South by Southwest in Austin. Rodney will also be a part of the Americana Fest in his home city now, which is Nashville. We were at the very first Americana gathering. That goes back to about 1997. And this next guy was there as well. At the time, he was coming off several years of Nashville writing and then had retreated back to his home turf of Chicago, Illinois. Always sharp, always funny. Robbie Foulkes will be a part of Americana Fest 2014. This is an old song called Roots Rock Weirdos, live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe.
The town was hardly stirring. The nightclubs all were closed. Only a washed-up cover band hitting the stage and shows. The guitar hit the first bar of Secret Agent Man. A door in the back flew open, and into the room they ran. Roots Rock Weirdos up from the underground. Star for a telly or a B3, any old-fashioned sound. Roots Rock Weirdos, outer holes they come, dressed up like it's 1951. Yeah! Well, they looked the band gear over, and they noted with delight. Guitar amp was a bassman, and the bassman played upright. And they looked round at each other, and they cried, "We are the best, for we like unpopular music, and just look at the way we're dressed." Oh, Roots Rock Weirdos, slapping each other's backs, using the headset language they thought made them sound black. Roots Rock Weirdos, smoking that Camel straight, making sure there's nothing up to date. Yeah! Get these samples out here, man! No!
now, I need smart now. Go away, Radiohead. Was slow to anger, but that barkeep found it hard just to watch the air grow toxic with smoke and self-regard. So he jumped up on a bar stool and he shouted out loud and clear, I don't know just what you weirdos want, but I don't want you in here. The room grew deathly silent. Then up from the stinking ranks rose a short, fat social worker in a bowling shirt marked Hank. And dropping the fake black diction, he said, since you inquired, let me take stock of what we roots rock weirdos desire. Roots rock weirdos, what do we want? Manifesto, if only we ran the world. Fishnets for every woman. Lipstick as red as flame. For every man, a tattoo, a Chevy and a dumb nickname. Cigarettes in every shirt sleeve, black leather on every back. Fanzines in every bookstore, LPs in each record rack. Three chords in every pop song, four white guys in each band. A ruthless media empire to saturate this land. Then with our own country comrades and our brothers in neon swing, we'll reclaim music. Labels, Rob, we prefer your earlier work.
Flip the switch and turn the night. Drop the needle on an old song. Break the ice and pour it my way. Turn the key and light the highway.
certainly one of the newer artists at Americana Fest. She is already an industry veteran, having put out her first album at age 16 before she went to college. She's just out of college. That is Sarah DeRose live here at Acoustic Cafe doing the song Over the Edge, as we're listening back to some of the artists who are going to be part of Americana Fest, as will we, which is coming up in September, September 17th to the 21st. We also heard Robbie Foulkes. Robbie and I go way back to the very first Americana Fest, or the Americana Gathering. It wasn't called Americana Fest back in 1997. We heard his song called Roots Rock Weirdos, which described many of us back at that first gathering. And another one of our favorites that will be there that we've been tracking here since about 2007, Devil Makes Three, will be making an appearance. Let's listen to this one from an album they did in Nashville called I'm a Stranger Here. The song's called Hallelujah, recorded live here at Acoustic Cafe.
Nothing is wrong here, so I'm climbing up the walls, trying to kill the silence with gun blasts and alcohol. I've been laughing, I've been crying, I've been living, I've been dying. They say tell the truth, they're lying. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, best ammunition too. They say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, he sure ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. What will it take to have this place on bended knee? You run to the forest, you can bet I'll burn the trees. Man, I will poison the water, cause it's only getting harder. And we came for sons and daughters. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord and best ammunition too. They say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, his show ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. Go around. Trials and tribulations, that's just bread and wine. Getting my hands dirty, that does not take off the shine. On this farm to get your fillings, gotta be a little killing. So I'm ready and I'm willing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord and best ammunition too. They say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, he sure ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're waiting on salvation, you only need candles and libations. Train ain't coming in the station. Hallelujah. Yeah, they say Jesus is coming, he must be walking, he sure ain't running. Who can blame him? Look how we done him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
From a recording aired earlier this year on Acoustic Cafe, off an album that came out back in 2013 called I'm a Stranger Here. That's Devil Makes Three and the song called Hallelujah. Lots of artists will be attending Americana Fest, and they're one of them. September 17th through the 21st, if you want to see the full lineup and you're thinking of attending, you still can. You can find out all the information at AmericanaMusic.org. And just ahead, Dr. John plays Louis Armstrong, new Ellis Paul, and Shaky Graves, plus a great character sketch from First Aid Kit.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got a string on my rainbow.
That's the classic, I've Got the World on a String, being performed by Louis Armstrong. The song was written by the great Harold Arlen, the guy who did the music for Wizard of Oz, but this was years before. In 1932, Arlen wrote the music and Ted Kohler wrote the words, and Louis Armstrong did the song first in 1933. That song and a dozen other signature songs for Louis Armstrong are now the subject of a new album from a different generation's New Orleans legend, Dr. John. Mac Rebenack has put together his vocal and piano work, assembled a ton of great trumpet players, Nicholas Payton, Terrence Blanchard among them, and great duet partners to sing. The McCrary sisters, Lettucey, Anthony Hamilton, and here, Bonnie Raitt, for I've Got the World on a String, from Dr. John's new one called Skeedat Deedat, The Spirit of Satch.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string on my finger. Where would I
see, baby, I'm in love.
Life's a beautiful thing, long as I hold the spring.
I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Got the string on my finger.
Sleepless nights, I remember
just staring off. I could walk across the beaches and sleep under the stars. Our love would seem trivial and obscure.
Here, Johanna and Clara Soderberg, also known as First Aid Kit from Sweden. Their new album is called Stay Gold, containing that great little character sketch called Waitress Song on Acoustic Cafe. They have been busy this year touring behind Stay Gold. They also contributed all the vocal harmony work to Connor Oberst's new album, which is called Upside Down Mountain. Connor, one of their first champions, they were able to get backstage and sneak a copy of their very first album to Connor when he was out on tour with Monsters of Folk. Circa 2009, if you remember that. We also heard Dr. John Skidatidat, a tribute to Satch. Satch being Louis Armstrong, that was Dr. John and Bonnie Raitt doing the 1932 song called I've Got the World on a String, one of the many fine Louis Armstrong signature songs covered by Dr. John on his new record. Ellis Paul has another fan-financed project. This is his second, where he has raised a lot of money to do a new album, this one called Chasing Beauty. His fans have really come through, and he came through for his fans by teaming with Christian Bush, who is from the Grammy Award-winning band called Sugarland. Let's listen to brand new music from Ellis Paul called Drive-In Movie, not to be confused with the Ray LaMontagne song on Acoustic Cafe.
Take me to a drive-in movie. Put your body right next to me. Whisper promises to me. Roll the windows down. When you look at me like that, kiss me and I kiss you right back. Make your heart give it to me. Take me to a drive-in movie. Take me on a long vacation, outbound from an old train station. Watch the world go by till we close our eyes in the sleeping car. Wake up in a brand new place. You're the only one who knows my face. Looking for a little salvation. Take me on a long vacation. Take me, ooh, take me on a roller coaster. Wanna feel my heart turn over till I'm upside down, can't touch the ground, there's no gravity. I wanna feel my blood rush just like the first time we touch. I wanna fall over and over and over. Take me on a roller coaster. Take me, doesn't matter where we go. Take me, I don't even have to know. Take me slow. Take me to a drive-in movie. Slide a little closer to me.
it didn't seem so strange. I used to buy, I used to know. Didn't seem so strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive.
I was looking for my crystal ball.
I was busy trying to calm that snake.
When the sun came up, we had no place to hide.
And you had to tell your friends that my things were fake.
I just had to.
Oh.
Well, you and I both know how things are falling.
You used to kiss me in your bed sheets, just a rattle in your chains.
Well, back then, maybe it didn't seem so strange.
But even when one is dead and gone, it still takes two to make a house a home. Yeah.
You and I both know that the house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that the ghost is you. Used to walk around screaming or slamming on them doors. Well, I'm all grown up now.
After one full-length independent release and an indie EP, he is about to put out a label release on the Dual Tone label. The guy is Shaky Graves, and from the album coming October 7th, And the War Came being the name of it, we just heard the song called Dearly Departed on Acoustic Cafe. Shaky Graves has been making the rounds on the festival circuit for a few years now. He's based in Austin, Texas, and I think he's about to have a really huge year with the release of this new album, And the War Came. Also in there, Ellis Paul. Ellis Paul has gone the indie route the last couple of albums, not affiliated with the label, and doing fan finance projects. His newest is called Chasing Beauty. From that, we heard the song called Drive-In Movie from Ellis Paul out of the Boston scene. Just ahead on Acoustic Cafe, it's more with our in-studio guest this week, David Poe.
The world's best variety.
The whole variety and nothing but variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. It's time now for more with our in-studio guest on the show this week out of Southern California, a guy named David Poe. This is a song that appears on his new album called God and the Girl. Let's listen to When I Fly. Live here at Acoustic Cafe.
When I fly this world, put a rose upon my grave and forget about me, girl. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, when I leave you behind, drink the whiskey and the wine and get on with your life. when my home is far above. Throw a stone into the sea and go find another love. You from on high, from the city and the sky, every day and every night. And I will wait outside the heaven's gate, there to sing and celebrate. At the hour you meet your fate. When you fly, when you fly, when you lose your precious life, I will be there at your side. We will walk into the light.
Fly, recorded live here at Acoustic Cafe. Our guest on the show this week is David Poe.
These songs are very simple, deceptively so.
I guess I hope that's the point where I'm at in my artistic arc, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. You know, a point of concision and being able to speak to deeper topics without artifice, I guess, is a goal. Everyone that I love has done so, and most of them did it a lot earlier than I did, you know.
Well, over 25 years, has this changed in the writing? So that you're really pen to paper, the thoughts are going to come out concise.
This is the hope.
Okay, fair enough.
And, you know, I have to say, you know, I wasn't in a hermitage like everyone else. You know, I was looking at, you know, the missives from the outside world. And I don't know what your Facebook feed is like, but mine, I've got postings from people who are undergoing tragedies, job loss, health situations, the death of loved ones. I see something like that every day. And the job of the songwriter, or at least the one I've chosen, is to reflect what is happening. So I know that it's, you know, probably not a good career move to have songs about death and dying on one's record. And yet, also because of social media and because people can be in touch so much more so now than maybe when I started out, I get really moving, really humbling feedback, I guess you'd call it, from people that have sort of used these songs for memorial services or mourning, grieving, that kind of thing. So that, you know, that's the why.
Yeah.
Of doing it. And, you know, also I'm just super morbid dude.
Yeah, well. All right. You started out in Akron. You went to New York. The last we spoke, you had come out from New York to the Midwest to do this show. Then you moved on to Los Angeles and really have expanded from this songwriter career, indie band guy, to scoring films and doing music for dance, and now with this new album. It's a very interesting path. It's really cool. Like, you're doing...
It's completely the way I planned it, Rob.
No. Well, no, you know, what I was going to say is, in the meantime, the industry that we all knew when we talked last, 1997 or 8... It really doesn't exist anymore.
We grew up in a time when music was the thing. It was the absolute rallying point. And now, you know, it is not the thing. The internet is the thing now. So maybe music has actually reverted to a place that is more natural and where, you know, before the advent of recorded music, where it actually should be in the culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe now guys like me, like dragging an instrument from the, created in the 18th century, made of wood and wire, you know, like maybe, you know, I'm just doing exactly what I did in a previous life, except wearing like tights and a colorful hat.
Some women wear sequins, sing in the light. Some women wear silk, and they cling to you all night. Some women wear cotton, it gets a job done. She wore taffeta. Watch her move, unforgiving and fierce, when she come over you. But I'd rather not know anyone knew. I'd rather just go to bed. Touch her and it sounds like footsteps in the snow. Taffeta, tight and shiny and tiny as a girl can go. I wanna fit you like a glove. I cannot get your love. Watch her move, unforgiving and fierce, when she come over you. Rather not know anyone knew. I'd rather just go to bed with you. And she could wear a gun and try to keep the peace. Sometimes she wore nothing much as she cried herself to sleep. And she could wear a uniform, but it wouldn't keep her. She's gonna wear it for you. Taffeta. She's gonna wear it for you. Watch her move, unforgiving and fierce, when she come over you. Rather not know anyone knew. Rather just go to bed with you. Watch her move, unforgiving and fierce, but she come over you. Yeah. Rather not know anyone knew. Rather just stay in bed.
Its original form on the new album God and the Girl. It's Taffeta from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, David Poe.
So all this serious stuff aside.
Yes. Please put it all aside.
You have something else that you were going to do, which you described it. Tell us why you came up with this.
It's a great idea. It was a joke, and you've heard of the Bourne Ultimatum and the Bourne Supremacy. This is the Bourne Medley. And it was created as a sort of, as a new birthday song. We decided that Happy Birthday, though it was sung very well in three-part harmony by all of the songwriters and actors assembled there, we decided that there should be a new birthday song. And so in that moment, I
Did you do this in the moment?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, which someone put on their phone and then sent to me. And I was like, okay. I'll tell you what I found is that I've been doing on this tour as an encore thing when the audience is very good, or on the couple of nights in the middle of the set when the audience has been very bad. And that, like, play something we know.
It's one of those kind of songs.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of, you know, it's a, hopefully a crowd pleaser, or at least as close to it as I'm probably going to.
Well, we need to capture it with high-end microphones, so now would definitely be the time. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Feel free to make that your new birthday medley, the Born Medley. actually. Something he worked up in our studios here at Acoustic Cafe. Our guest this week being David Poe. That is not on his new album, which is called God and the Girl. And you can find out more about David Poe by visiting DavidPoeMusic.com. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap things up here and tell you all about next week's show.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, join us for new music from Jay Maskus of Dinosaur Jr., another solo album from him. Also, Bahamas, Shaky Grave, Sean Rao, and our in-studio guest for the week will be Adam Duritz and the band Counting Crows with brand new songs. And we'd like to thank those making the show possible this time around, Subway Restaurants with their Fresh Fit Subs. You can find out more at Subway.com. Also, Leon Speakers and the Leon Loft. Find out more about both of those by visiting LeonSpeakers.com. And also, an album from Network Records, which is called Whispers. That is the latest from the band known as Passenger. You can find out more by going to PassengerMusic.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. We're writing a production help from Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme called The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus is on vacation from something or other. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.